Hola.
Hello, this call is being translated.
Abuela, listen to what my phone can do.
Abuela, escucha lo que mi teléfono puede hacer.
Wow, ahora dime sobre tu novia nueva.
Wow, now tell me about this new girlfriend.
Huh?
Tú sabes lo que dije.
You know what I said.
Language is no longer a barrier, thanks to Live Translate with Galaxy AI on Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Learn more at Samsung.com. Samsung account login required. Calls must be made using the native Samsung dialer.
With Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot, you can upgrade your home with up to $2,400 off select kitchen packages from top brands like Maytag. Enhance your kitchen with the exclusive Maytag French door refrigerator and fingerprint-resistant stainless steel, only at the Home Depot. And with dual power filtration on the Maytag tall tub dishwasher, you can skip soaking and scrubbing. Right now, get Memorial Day savings up to $2,400 off select kitchen packages at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Pricing valid May 16th through June 5th. U.S. only. See store online for details.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha, welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Today, I'll be talking about anxiety and pain as a doorway into mindfulness. And when you can feel this mindfulness in these types of moments, you'll be able to distinguish more mindful moments in less stressful situations. So I think it's wonderful practice to be able to work on and see anxiety and pain as being a doorway into mindfulness. So let's start out by using anxiety and or pain as a way to actually see or feel when we are in our heads versus when we are in our bodies. This can be difficult to tease out until you become familiar with it, and then it's like a breeze. So we want to pay attention to this because once we have this ability to feel the difference, you will move there very easily. So I'm hoping that today's podcast will bring you an aha moment. What we want to do is to be able to be with what is actually happening without a story or without embellishment. So what sensations are you actually feeling? And you can do this if you're in a safe place and you're not driving or concentrating on something else. You can actually do this as we're going along here in the podcast. See if you can start noticing. Otherwise, take notes or come back to this and actually do this as an exercise so that you can use it as a meditation. You come back to what you're actually sensing and feeling. Bring all of your senses into this moment. The sight, the smells, the touch. What can you feel? Your hearing. What do you hear or taste? That's why mindful eating is a beautiful doorway into our deeper selves and being able to tease out what we are thinking versus what we are actually sensing and being. What are the colors? What's the movement? Is there light and darkness, shade? And what is it that you can actually see? Another way to get started with this is using your whole body. Use your body as a whole to feel where you are in the space that you are in. Are you sitting in a chair? Can you feel your legs on the chair, your back on the chair? Are you standing? Can you feel gravity pulling on you? Can you feel the air moving around you? It's a wonderful practice to actually feel ourselves in the space we are in. We are living very unconsciously through much of our day, so just bringing ourselves back in these small moments can really give us more peace, more ease with everything that goes on around us. Notice when you're doing this if you begin to judge the sensations, or if you begin to go off into a story about the sensations. And just notice that. Remember, no judgment. We don't want to be hard on ourselves because we found ourselves going off into judgment, right? That's the double whammy. We want to stay away from that second arrow. Just notice. Or also notice, did you flip back and forth? Did you go off into a story or a judgment and then forget that you were noticing the sensations in the moment, become aware of it, and then come back to it? Did you flip back and forth like that? Were you at ease at all? Were you distracted? Again, just notice what comes up. Sometimes we get in touch with sensations and then we build a story around it. And this is often the case of what happens with anxious feelings and with pain. We do have natural thoughts about our anxiety or our worry thoughts and pain, yet we can also get carried off with these thoughts if we are not aware. And how do we become more aware is through practicing. So in order to be more aware of these anxious times and these painful times and are getting carried off with them, we just practice over and over and we get carried off less and less because we begin to notice. It's the getting carried away with the narration or the building of a story around our worry or pain that causes us so much grief and suffering.
Hola.
Hello, this call is being translated.
Abuela, listen to what my phone can do.
Abuela, escucha lo que mi teléfono puede hacer.
Wow, ahora dime sobre tu novia nueva.
Wow, now tell me about this new girlfriend.
Huh?
Tú sabes lo que dije.
You know what I said.
Language is no longer a barrier, thanks to Live Translate with Galaxy AI on Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Learn more at Samsung.com. Samsung account login required. Calls must be made using the native Samsung dialer.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Have you ever spotted McDonald's hot, crispy fries right as they're being scooped into the carton? And time just stands still. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
By coming back to the moment, to the moment of being, of our moment of the sensation, we then start to lose the story and the path to suffering. Now, everyone goes off into thought trains. We all do it. We do it in our meditation. We do it when we're driving our car. We don't know how we got home. We don't remember the lights we went through or the stop signs. And it happens where we do a lot of things very unconsciously. And yet it is when we go off into that thought train that we can get ourselves into trouble because it's just not, we're not being aware of what it is that we're thinking. We're not making choices. So it is in the noticing that we are where we are, and that we get to make a choice. We get to come back. If we're off on the thought train and we notice it, that's fine. No judgment. Just come back. You have a choice once you are aware. Come back to the present moment and the sensations. Practice being both with the worry, without judgment, and the pain, without judgment, for mindful relief. What happens is that a story causes suffering. It's the story that causes the suffering, not what is actually happening. Remember, the worry is a thought about something that has yet to occur, and pain is a sensation in the body with all sorts of other qualities. Being able to drop the story about the something that is yet to happen, the worry, releases us from the charge and the release of the danger signal to our mind and body. The same is true for pain. And as we begin to be with the pain and its sensations versus building the story of what it might mean, we also are released from releasing the danger signal, causing us the stress hormones to be released with their own set of sensations and possible more stories. You can see how this is just going around and around. For example, feeling a cold breeze when you're out for the day. You feel a cold breeze and you immediately jump to think, oh no, I wanted it to be a warm day today. And it is in this, I want something other than what is here, is the reaction. It is in that reaction that we send signals of despair and danger to our mind and body. And this is no more dangerous, a cold breeze, than anything. It's not dangerous. It is only my story that makes it so. And with that story, we're now worked up and in real concern over the moment versus just feeling the cold breeze as a sensation on your body with no intrinsic meaning of its own. Another time that we might have this type of thinking of going off into a story is when we have physical pain. The pain is very real, and if we take our attention to the actual sensation of the pain versus trying to run away from it or immediately trying to find a way to fix it or eliminate it, we can begin to know this pain, this sensation, in a different way. I want to share my frozen shoulder story with you. Back quite a while ago, I had all of a sudden, one day, a frozen shoulder. Now, there's a lot of different possible reasons for this, but what I want to share is how I was able to use that frozen shoulder as a point of meditation for myself. Why not use it? It was there. It was front and center, and it was there every night as I was trying to go to sleep. Great pain in my right shoulder, and I'm right-handed, and it's like, I don't know if you know what frozen shoulder is, but your arm is actually glued to your side. I could lift at the wrist and a little bit at the elbow, but I couldn't move my shoulder at all. It took about 9 months for it to resolve, so I had a lot of time to practice with it. And so here's what happens with going with the pain. It's very painful. You can't move it, and if you do move it, it hurts horribly. So it is a place where I decided it's going to be here. It resolves itself. There was no need for surgery or any of that kind of stuff. And so I decided that I would use it as my way of practicing being with what was and in a difficult situation, because that's what I had right in front of me. So rather than freaking out every night, how am I going to go to sleep? What am I going to do? I'd take my ice packs with me or whatever. I'm not much for taking pain medications of any sort. So I would take my ice packs with me and I would go into the pain. I would try to see exactly where in the shoulder it was. And what you begin to see when you're going to a very specific place in your body is that it's much more different than you imagine. So you take your energy there, you take your mind to the shoulder, the pain would begin to change. I tried to see, did it have color that night? Did it have contraction or expansion? Was it fluid or was it frozen? It was very frozen, but I wanted to check in with it and see, is it changing? Does it have color? And actually, you will be very surprised when you try this. When you go to the pain, it begins to move. It begins to morph. It didn't stay quite the same. And in that, I became more easeful with this discomfort that I was going to have for quite a while. And so I ask you to try this. Now, did the pain go away completely? No, it took its time. It took all those months for it to resolve, just like was predicted by the physicians. But I didn't freak about it. I didn't have to go into adding story to it. By just being able to go with it and not doubting it, but going with it, seeing what it was. And so I'm asking you, do you have some pain? Where is it exactly? Take your mind there and ask yourself, what temperature is this pain? Does it move? Does it change? Does it have texture or color? Actually go in and look at it, be with it, versus running away from it. It's in the need and the rush, the panic to get away from pain and from a thought that has scared us. It is in that need and that rush that we set off our danger signal, adding now to our anxious mind and all the anxiety-related sensations. We've set all that off for a whole nother day. When we can begin to calm these things down little by little by little in these very real moments that come up in our life, the worried thought comes up. Don't try to run away from it. Go and look at it. Be with it for the moment. Okay, that was just a thought. Ah, that's a thought. That isn't really happening. It's actually my mind making a story around it. A random thought can set off a whole story around it, causing us great suffering. Great suffering because we believe it, because it was in our own mind. You know that we talk about that a lot here. We don't have to believe every thought that goes through our head. And in being able to not believe every thought, we can cut down on the stories that we make up, right? But if we find ourselves with a thought, a frightening thought that's called worry or anxiousness, and we can not try to run away from it, go to it, like we talk about, face it, be with it, it is there, but see it for what it is. It is a thought passing through the mind. And let it be that versus going off and making the story. Again, same with the pain. Let it be there what it is. Great place to practice this is with, you know, pain that you know you're going to have for a little while. Like, let's say you just had dental work done and they said that tooth is going to hurt now for a couple of days until the inflammation goes down or whatever. You can go to that and be with it and not be afraid of it, not think, you know, it's our adding to the story of it that we become so afraid. And in our wanting to push it away, our wanting to be able to run from the sensation, just see everything that's coming up as a sensation. Obviously, this is, of course, once you are not in imminent danger. Obviously, if you're bleeding heavily, you want to get help. You guys know what I'm talking about here. Everybody here knows what it's like. Even though you know it, you still run off with it because that's what we do. That's what I did. You even know this is just a thought, but it ruminates, it runs around and around, and then you start making up more things around it, trying to make sense of it, drop it. Don't try to make sense of it. See it for what it is, a thought passing through. Don't make a story around it. Drop it. If you need to, put it on the back burner and say, I'll get back to you another time, if that's easier for you, and then move along. You saw it for what it was. Your pain, same thing. See it for what it is. It's a sensation in the body. It is our fear that builds it bigger. Being with the anxious thought as a thought and not making a story out of it, and being with the pain as a sensation and seeing it for what it is versus making a story out of that, truly can be the doorway to mindfulness. Use what is here, your anxiety, your pain. I so appreciate each and every one of you, and I hope that you know that. I love knowing when you are listening to the podcast, from the messages you send us and the emails, and Actually, I just know you guys are out there and I know you are really working on this. So keep putting one foot in front of the other and don't make up any stories. And now for today's quote. Change the story and you change perception. Change perception and you change the world. That's from Jean Houston. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.